How's everybody doing today? Welcome to the Tone and Show. Some can hang, some can't. You got to be cut different to be here. Hey, how you guys doing? Welcome back to another Tone and Man Show. How you doing?
I'm doing good, bro. How you doing?
All right, I'm all right, man. Having a great little morning. Doing my thing, bro, man.
It's hot outside, man. I'm talking about being in a crib, so I got to go to work.
Crazy, ain't even hot out here, man. I ain't gonna lie, it's not hot. Well, yesterday it was hot, but like it started raining, so you know that kind of messed up the little groove. But it's all right.
It's been in like the high 90s out here.
9800.
For real, man. Then you got like the humidity and all that.
Right,
that's where it gets you at that's humidity, what it
be, bro. Boy, I swear, boy, you have high humidity or high percentage on that humidity, boy, You be about ready to die out there. I don't be, man. But it's crazy, cause like when you was a kid, bro, you straight like didn't even trip off stuff like that. You just like being outside.
Nah, yeah, me, like yeah, exactly. Like,
crazy, bro. But man, we gonna go ahead step into today's show. For our first topic, man, we got I know you heard, Roger Goodell, like his NFL statement and everything. And, you know, I just have what are your thoughts about, Roger Goodell and the NFL, being wrong, actually admitting they was wrong, for not handling player protests?
I'm sorry right there. I don't really believe nothing them people say. I feel like everybody just coming out with these statements and everything just to, act like that they really with it, because it, like if they was really, if they really cared about it and all that stuff, all that stuff with Colin Kaepernick wouldn't have happened. Mm. So I feel like, companies just coming out with these statements, they just trying to save face, Because they know, because right now what it is if you as a company or like the head of your company, you're like a major big corporation, whether it be like a professional league or just a big chain store like a Target, Walmart or whatever. I feel like then if people don't feel like you're on their side, then they're gonna be against you. That could be bad for business for them. So I feel like they, a lot of these people is just kind of coming out with statements, just saying all that. Now, but I don't really pay no mind to it, because I feel like if you was really for all that, if you was really with that, then you would have been doing stuff, back a couple years ago, a few years ago, whatever, or even before then, even when the Trayvon Martin stuff happened all those years ago, or Mike Brown, like, there's been so many incidences where stuff like this has happened, but now all of a sudden people want to, come out with these statements and stuff, and it's only because they, it's affecting their business. It's affecting them. And black people, we starting to stand up for that, bro. We starting to be like, because I don't know if you saw, but it was a lot of posts on like Instagram, Snapchat and all that about, I know some people in London, they posted that. I saw some people in St. Louis, they posted it, but it was a thing. It was like a sheet of like all the black owned businesses and stuff in the area. Mm-hmm. And like, like this is where you should really be spending your money, stuff like that. And then it was, there was some stuff that came out about big corporations that were supporting Trump's reelection. Like, I know McDonald's was on that list, Chick-fil-A was on that list. Mm-hmm. So it's like, like, I would rather, as much as I'm, I'm not gonna sit here and lie and say I don't like Chick-fil-A, or I don't like McDonald's, like, but at the same time, I feel like it's too much. I don't want to use the word pride, but it is like that. It's kind of like, is this a certain level of respect? It's a certain level of respect that you need to have, for not only yourself, but your family, and the people who came before you, your ancestors, and how hard they fought to get you the rights that you even have today. But, it's still a fight that needs to be had for, the generations after us, like our kids, our grandkids, our great-grandkids. Mm. So at the end of the day, bro, I'm still down with the movement. I'm still with the people. And I, me personally, you know what I'm saying, like reading that list of people that's supporting Trump's reelection and all that stuff, I'm not spending no money with those businesses. I mean, it's that simple for me. You know, I'm going to the, you know, I done my research on those, you know, on all of those situations, and I just feel like, you know what I'm saying, it would be disrespectful not only to me, but to, like I said, my family and sisters, you know, because it's kind of like you they're blatantly telling you, you know what I'm saying, like we don't not like we don't care about the movement, we want Trump to be back in office, all this stuff. Like they're literally saying, you know what I'm saying, like they're showing their colors, you feel me? So if you keep supporting that, that's the problem, you know what I mean? We got to stop it right there. So that's how I feel about it.
Well, I mean, I ain't gonna lie to you. I'm like the same way. Like, it shouldn't take, you know what I'm saying, Colin Kaepernick, you know, having to lose his job for
Right.
y'all to be like, you know, okay, we were wrong. Like every time, you know, me, Mo, and Sam, we talked about it yesterday, like, bro. He was doing, and we even talked about it, bro. He was doing that for what's, you know what I'm saying, for what's going on now. He wasn't disrespecting the flag. He wasn't disrespecting nobody. And it's crazy because the freaking was a dude in the military who told him to kneel. Cause like if you know, and I said this before, he was at first he was sitting. He was sitting at first. And then that's when he talked to the guy and was like, hey, I don't think you should sit, but I'd rather you kneel. Boom. Okay, so I'll kneel. He started kneeling, and then he started, you know what I'm saying? I've said this before, the media took it how they did, and they flipped the script on Colin, and now he, you know what I'm saying, he is where he is now. Like it shouldn't take a drastic thing for you to already be, you know, pro-black people or, you know what I'm saying, just for the people. Like,
Right.
it shouldn't take
And then,
drastic things.
yeah, and then also, bro, like you gotta think, if he don't come out with that statement, and it don't look like the NFL supports this, because you know in the past, you know, with the Colin Kaepernick situation, it, you know, that's what it looked like. It looked like the NFL just Roger
Right.
Goodell just didn't care. So with that being said, do you know how many African Americans play in the NFL?
What,
Like
80,
on some
like
real.
80, probably 80%, 80
That's what
something
I'm
percent?
exactly my point. So what if
Right.
all of those African American players were just like, you know what, we're not gonna play until this issue is resolved? Do
Right.
you understand the impact that'll have on like the NFL as a co like
Man.
as a business? They
Man.
would go under so bad. It would be horrible for them. Like it
Man.
really would. So I think that that's why they coming. That's another reason why they coming out with these statements and stuff. Like, you know, we support this, we support that, because that's the last thing they want. Because if something
Right.
like that was to happen, bro, it'd be over. Like it would be horrible
Right.
for them.
How about that? I had and you touched on another topic with the you know, the business and everything, Walmarts and all that stuff. I had seen you know, they was like you know, Wendy's did it, and then, you know, they said White Castle did it, but White Castle, they end up like commenting on the post and like, this is false, and Waffle House did the same thing. It was kind of crazy, man. But I like what you said about, you know, if you know that significant part of black people in the NFL were to sit, like I don't think they'd just go on with games, bro. Because that's a large number of the, you know, of the players in the NFL.
Exactly.
So if they do that, bro, you ain't got no choice. And it's crazy. I was looking at something earlier today. It's like it was a rogue NFL employee. He like he said he didn't even like he, I feel like, have you seen that video with it's on like YouTube ads and everything, that video with all the, like the black NFL players, and they were saying you know, RP George Floyd, and this needs to be looked at in the NFL and stuff like that. I don't know if you've seen it, but
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. There was somebody that worked the other day, but I haven't actually seen
yeah.
it though.
But there was like one of the guy who made that, he was like, he wasn't even fearful of his job. Like he was like, bro, he wanted to do it. He said he was ready to lose his job and everything. But I think it was like a good thing for him to do. He was a white dude too, so I definitely think, you know what I'm saying, that was a good idea of him, and to, you know what I'm saying, to kind of push the NFL to do something, like say something. Because that
Right.
before that, you didn't even see. I was paying attention to it. I don't know if everybody else was, but I was paying attention. Like after that little ad or whatever, that's when Roger Goodell said something. I'm not saying that, you know, that was the only thing to push him, but I feel like that was one of the things to push him to say something. Because if he don't say nothing, you know what I'm saying? Like you said, 87% or 80% of those, you know, those athletes, those black athletes would have went ahead and sat out. Or I feel like if that was to happen, that'd be great, bro. You know what I'm saying? But I'm glad he said something. But still, I kind of see through it. Just like, you know, I haven't asked you about this, but like, what about how you feel about Drew Brees' apology?
I think we touched on that a little bit on the last show. I feel like that was just PR. You know, that was That wasn't really nothing. Though. Right. That one, I still, like I said, Drew Brees canceled.
Right.
It's that simple. I don't really care about all that. Oh, but he's really a good guy. He's not racist. You know, he just made some kind of, I don't care. Nah, he showed his true colors right there, bro. You know, he showed, you know, his colors about, you know, like, something he's been saying behind closed doors.
All right, I'll feel that.
You know,
yeah, definitely, I remember that.
Yeah, and then just like you know, the Bills rookie quarterback, he had them comments that came out a few days ago. Mm. Or not bad. Them text messages that came out, you know, saying that guns should be only for elite white people. Like, what is that,
bro? What?
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, bro. And then the Bills, you know, they came out with a statement. We do not support his statements, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, man, you know, I look at everybody like it's just phony.
He said guns should be allowed for elite, bro, white people.
Yeah, he said that. He said that, like, it was like a couple, I think it was when he was still in college or whatever. And he was like, these were like text messages. He was texting somebody. And I guess, you know what I'm saying, they set him out once he got drafted or whatever, or just recently. And, you know what I'm saying, he was like, guns should be used for elite white people and all that stuff. And then, so it came out, and then he issues an apology, you know what I'm saying, like
the next day or whatever,
talking about, I shouldn't have used the words elite white people, I shouldn't have, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, dude, you know what? I'm tired of this, bro. Because like everybody's true colors, they're coming out. Like this stuff. Like I'm glad that the world is starting to see what's really been going on. You know what I'm saying? Like it's ridiculous. Because you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I feel like other races, like white people, I feel like they don't really understand. You know what I'm saying? This is not just a, you know, a thing that happens sometimes. You know, this thing happens all the time, 24/7. Racism has never gone away. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's ridiculous, bro. So I'm glad that this is starting to come to light.
That's sad, bro.
Yeah.
But kind of staying with the NFL, how would you feel, how would you look at the league, you know, how would the league be looked at if, you know, a team were to sign Colin Kaepernick at this time? Now, go ahead.
No, you got it. You good.
Okay, with me, if I'm not saying this would happen, if this was to happen, I think I would stop watching the NFL. Because, like I said, I'm going back with the first thing on Roger Goodell's statement. It shouldn't take something like this.
Mm-hmm.
A drastic thing like this for you to even say something to already be pro the people, pro black people, bro. I'm finna stop saying the people, pro black people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if a team were to sign this man right now, I feel like Colin Kaepernick, for some reason, I feel like he wouldn't even take the deal, bro. Because, like, this, I feel like it'd be out of pity. Or to kind of save their own tail, to save face. Because like if they do that, oh look what we doing. And I feel like, bro, it'll make news everywhere.
Yeah,
it'll be like look what we doing. Look, we got him back in the league. You know what I'm saying? And like after, you know, I think it was last season when he had his workouts and everything, and you know he was. What did he say? I've been ready for 2 years, ready for 3 years, to die for 3 years. Like, And it's not like, you know what I'm saying, he's not good enough. He's good enough. We've seen it. It's documented. The proof is in the pudding. Like, it's there. We've seen the tapes, everything. He's ready. But just like, if a team were to sign this man, I would definitely stop watching. Because like, that right there, I'm like, that right there would be disrespectful. Because you waited so long.
Yeah, I mean, it's I would like to see. I would like to see him back in the NFL. I would like to see him get a job, but I don't really know, because like, you don't really know the true intentions behind his signing. If like he was to get signed, is it because of his talent? Is it because you know, you want your organization to be viewed as an organization that is with the Black Lives Matter movement? Is it the NFL really pulling the strings and being like, hey, sign him real quick? Or, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, what are the true intentions behind it? That's what I want to know. So
it's a lot.
I don't know. I mean, when you look around the league, you know, like, and I'm not saying, you know, so like, let's talk about this for a minute, right? Cam Newton is still a free agent. Okay.
Right.
Now, I'm not saying this because, you know, he don't got a job yet because his race or nothing like that. But let's take a minute and let's look at the facts, right? So Cam is a free agent. He's been a free agent for a minute now, right? Joe Flacco, okay, was signed before him. Okay, so let's look at that for a minute.
Right.
Joe Flacco was signed before him. Andy Dalton was signed before him. Okay, so let's like I said, let's just take a minute to look at that.
All right,
so the only two quarterbacks, if I'm giving you the choice right now, and I'm saying you can either have Joe Flacco, Andy Dalton, or Cam Newton, which one would you want to go after for your organization right now today? Like, who would you rather have? Like, be honest.
Right now today?
Yeah, right now today. Who would you, like, be honest?
Definitely going Andy Dalton.
Wow.
Because Cam, he's injured.
Hold on. Andy Dalton, do you know what the Bengals record was last year?
I know that, but we even touched on that, though. Like, maybe he does something in a different place. You know, I would rather go with that than, you know what I'm saying, to not
Okay, well, me personally, I'm going to go with the former MVP of the league.
All right.
I'm not going to go with Andy Dalton, but me personally, I'm going to go with Dalton. So, I mean, with Newton. So, with that being said, like, I feel like, and then when you look around the league, it ain't really, it's just like black head coaches, right? Miami got one. Pittsburgh and Miami's general manager, he's black as well. But I mean, when you look around the league, though, like, tell me if I'm wrong, but majority of the head coaches in the league are white men, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Are there any black owners in the league?
No.
Right. Exactly. So what I'm saying is, you know what I'm saying, I feel like in order for stuff to move forward, I feel like we, and when I say we, I mean black people need to get in positions of power. When I say positions of power, I mean more judges, more lawyers, more cops, doctors, politicians, and all of those people, you know, can help us get in the right direction. Just by having those people in power, you know what I mean? Like, that's why, you know what I'm saying, I want to go into the career that I want to go into. That's why I want to teach. I want to teach because I want to go to a predominantly white school that doesn't have, you know, you graduated from Francis Hell just like me. So, you know, we didn't have no black teachers at North. Like, we had BG.
Yeah.
You feel me? But other than him, that was it. We didn't have no administrators. We didn't have no counselors that were black.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's why I want to do what I want to do, because it's like, I want to go to, you know what I'm saying, an area like that. So the black kids that are there will have somebody that's like them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I feel like that right there, having black people in those positions of power is definitely something that we need right now in this country. That's called.
I like that. I like that. I feel like with that, like with you know, with being like, you know, having us, you know, in the you know, those positions of power, I feel like some of us don't think like that. Like some people like we just wanna, you know, we wanna go to the league or you know, in our sport, like we wanna, you know, do stuff like that. We wanna
but
play
see the thing
basketball,
is
football.
the thing with that is though, that's how you're when you're growing up and you growing up in, you know what I'm saying, a black community, right? What all do you see? You know what I'm saying? Like there's if you think about it, bro, like if you really think about it, in a black community and a white community, in the white community, you see doctors, lawyers, you know what I'm saying? You see teachers, you see all of that. You know what I'm saying? But the thing is, what's so crazy is like the differences between the black community and the white community, right? If you're looking at the black community, and this is not a knock on black people because this has been installed, you know what I'm saying? Like this was not on us. You know what I mean? Like we have been kept down for the longest time. You know what I mean? That's why do you think when in the 80s, when crack cocaine and all that was introduced, why do you think that it hit the black community so hard?
Yeah.
It's because it was put in the black community.
Right.
Like we, you know what I'm saying? Like that was put there. Like poverty was put in the black community. We did not install that. It was put there. So what I'm saying is, you know what I'm saying? Like when you growing up in a community where all this negative stuff has been put on you to keep your community down, all you see is, you know what I'm saying, the only thing that you know that you could possibly even do is become an athlete, become a rapper. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's literally the only thing. Or sell some drugs.
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's not, it was never, you know, nothing, there was never nothing in the community to look up to. You know what I mean? Like I want to do this because for one, I honestly, I'm not saying this is a conspiracy or nothing, but this is, I'm just relaying the facts, right?
Yeah.
Everybody, like, everybody knows what I'm saying is 100% true because everybody has seen it with their own eyes. So it's like the police, they're killing all these black men. These black men are fathers to young black men, right? They're fathers to young black women. You know, so you're leaving the mother alone to raise a family on her own, right? In poverty, okay? So let's look at that for a minute. If you growing up, like I said, if you growing up like that and you don't have a lot of money coming in, you know what I'm saying? Are you thinking that, dang, I can really be a lawyer? I can really be a doctor?
Man,
I can be president?
All right.
You ain't thinking nothing like that. All you thinking about is how can I get out of my situation, right? Mm-hmm. You're not in the best, you know, black communities, they don't have the best schools because of funding, okay? Because schools funding is based off of taxes,
mm-hmm.
right? And the taxes that you pay depend on how much you make, okay? So in the black community, if the black community is not bringing in a lot of money, right? So if the black community is not bringing in a lot of money, then their taxes are going to be low. So the taxes are low. The funding that goes to the school, that's going to be very low too.
Right.
But in the white community, where you have a lot more income, they get taxed more. And with them being taxed more, the schools in their area get funded more. So that's why they have all of this stuff. And it's and because I've seen both sides of the fence. You know what I'm saying? I went to Jennings, and then I went to Francis Howe.
Mm.
I've seen, you feel me? Like, I've seen that. I've seen the difference. I've lived the difference. You know what I'm saying? And it's just really makes me sick, bro, because it has been a system in place for so long to keep African Americans down. And I'm irritated.
I feel that. I'm all right, like you said, bro, living in Normandy, reviewing all that stuff. Like, you know
right.
what I'm saying? We used to walk past, like, not even walk past, like, but walk to Jenny, like, just on some, you know, some kids stuff, man, just trying to get into some. And, like, bro, to see mm-hmm. all them people, like, bro, it's crazy. Jenny Straight didn't have buses. Like, that's crazy to me. Like, you
yeah.
had to walk, you know what I'm saying, to school like that. Like, what?
Exactly.
I never understood that. And then,
you know
like,
what I mean?
Like, you know what I'm saying, to see all those kids, like, coming towards, like, it's not like, you know what I'm saying, about to fight nothing. But like, we just obviously trying to get into something, but like all them kids just walking to you, bro. That's crazy.
Yeah,
but,
yeah, that's exactly like yeah. Jenny's ain't had no buses.
Yeah.
Jenny's ain't even have. They ain't even have doors on the bathroom stalls.
That's crazy.
Like
man.
Seriously, Like it was the toilet there, and then there was like a separator between you
What?
and the next toilet.
You can't even
Like come on, bro. Like come
do
on,
number
bro.
two, man.
Like that's what. Like come on, bro.
That's crazy, man.
But you go to friends' house,
Man.
they painting in the bathrooms and
Right.
shit.
Hey, man. Hey, it's crazy because remember, like, a few years ago, you used to be like, man, we used to call you like Black Power. Like, why? I like you just used to be Black Power. Like, you was
What
Black,
you mean?
bro. Like, you used to be like kind of on some conspiracy stuff, like kind of like how you used to be talking, bro. And like, you used to be like on some Black Power stuff, like some Black Panther stuff, bro.
I was speaking like I speak when I talk like that, I speak facts
I'm here,
though,
I'm
like
here.
for real.
That's what like that's what I'm saying. That's what kind of like bring me back, like kind of 2017. Like used to be on
Me, I
some
feel
straight Black Panther
it.
stuff, bro.
No cap. Like I was doing that at work the other day. You should have heard me at work the other day. It was like this dude. I was talking to my boy EJ, bro. He was like, man, mad dude, yeah. But I mean, for real, like I just, that's something that I really believe in, bro. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes I'll be, just messing around, making jokes. But for real, sometimes, a lot of the times, bro, I'll be serious.
Right, I feel that, man. But on to our next topic, man. We're gonna stay with the NFL. So we got reports that Dalvin Cook, running back for the Minnesota Vikings, will not be attending any team-related activities without a reasonable deal. Now, when I look at this situation, I don't want it to be another Le'Veon Bell situation because obviously we know how Le'Veon Bell. I'm not saying he's bad, but like he didn't have a productive year this season. And yeah, you got your big contract or the contract that you was looking for, but you went to the Jets. And
Exactly.
the Jets ain't got nothing going for themselves. So they don't have a they don't even have you got the running back. You don't even have a line to protect the running back. So, what how do you plan on even getting anywhere? Now, on to Dalvin Cook. He okay. I'm gonna break down to you his contract and everything. It's not really a lot, but he got a he signed he signed a 4 year $6 million deal with 1.6 a year for 4 years. Like I said, he got signed a bonus and everything. But this his camp was looking for a $16 million a year. For this quote unquote new deal or reasonable deal, however he phrased it or however his camp phrased it. And the Vikings' first offer was below 10 million. Now, Dalvin Cook's numbers last season, he added attempts of 250, basically 250 carries, 1,135 yards. He was 10th in that category, 8th in carries. He had four, my fault, 13 touchdowns. He was fourth in that category. He had an average of 4.5 yards, 19th in that category. Now, hearing those numbers to me when I saw those numbers and $16 million a year, or that doesn't, me personally, that doesn't look like a six. Like I said, I don't know how it was, but it's a $16 million. I don't think that's that type of, though that's not the type of numbers for those.
What?
That type of, we said what?
You said you don't think he deserved
I don't think he deserves $16 million a year. No, I definitely don't. And then he can't even stay healthy. So, like, what are we really talking about here?
Okay, see, okay, hold on. See, okay. See, that's the thing though. It's like you saying, okay, think about it. You said 4 years, 6 million, right?
Right. Yeah.
Is that what you
Yeah,
said? Okay.
that's
So
the
that,
contract now. Yeah,
dude, that's not. That's nothing. Like that's literally
I
nothing.
know that.
Okay, so with that being said, it's like, what I'm saying? Like if you think about like the taxes he got to pay, what I'm saying? All that stuff. That ain't nothing. So the thing is like, okay, he's producing. He's getting over 1,000 yards. You said he got 13 touchdowns. He's not on the best team. Okay, so
Hold
let's
on,
talk
let's
about that
okay. Let's
too.
not disrespect. Okay, I'm not saying they are the best team, but let's not disrespect. They are. They got the. Well, they lost Stephon now, but they had the talent to beat her. Let's not do that.
And Cook was, and he was a part of that.
I
What are you
know.
talking about?
I know,
Okay.
but I'm saying not 16 million a year though. That's what I'm saying.
No. He needs to get 16 a year.
Oh God.
Period.
Man.
He do, bro.
The dude
I don't
can't even
understand. I don't understand how you gonna sit here and say something so blasphemous. Like what?
I like how you use the word.
Like, bro,
But bruh, he's not
like Cook.
sick at
No. See, here's the thing. Here's the thing. 16 mil is that's good for him because it's like he is producing for one. So he's producing. And then plus on top of that, bro, football is not the safest sport. You feel me? Like
Yeah,
a
okay.
lot of the in my personal opinion, a lot of them NFL players need to be getting paid a lot more. You
I feel
putting
that.
you're not only putting your body on the line, bro. You putting your mental health on the line. You putting your brain on the line. Like we saw, like I don't know if you saw the movie. What was that? I think it was Will
Concussion.
Smith with Concussion. Yeah,
Oh,
you saw that, right?
yeah.
All right. So like stuff like I until I saw that movie, bro, I didn't understand the damage on the brain. You know that could happen when you're playing football like that, especially when you're playing since. Like if you start at the age of six, right, and you end up playing in the NFL, playing till you like 36, that's 30 years of playing that game. So it's like, dang, okay, you putting 30 years of all them hits and you know all that just on your brain like that. So I honestly feel like you can't put a price on health, in my opinion, bro. You just can't. So with like I personally feel like, okay, 60 mil. I feel like that's a good enough number because who gets for real, bro? Like who gets hit more than a running back? Like you get the ball right, you got to get. You know what I'm saying? You looking for the hole through the offensive line. You running. You most likely going to either hit the D line or the linebacker because you may break free. You may break free, score a touchdown, but you got to get through the D line, linebackers, and then you got the safeties and all that, and the corners and all that. So it's like, bro, you getting hit constantly. Like, and not only are you when I say getting hit, I don't mean you getting like pushed down. I mean you getting hit. You feel me? So that takes a toll on your that really takes a toll on your body, especially if you averaging 25 plus carries a game. You're not breaking free every time you're touching the ball, maybe
I
like
just
two or
don't
three
think the
times.
dude's not worth 16 million, bro. Okay, I understand health, all that type of stuff, but the dude, he hasn't even been able to be healthy. Got what he drafted in
Man, dude.
2017. He hasn't, bro. Like, let's keep it a buck, bro.
No. I am keeping it,
The
but when you putting
dude
your
is
body on the
not
line like
worth
that, bro,
16 million. Everybody putting their body on the
give him
line.
see. Exactly my point. And what did I just say? I just said NFL players need to be paid more. I just said
But if you're
that.
not that good, like what am I paying you for?
Nah, bro. See, here we go with the weirdness, bro. Like
How is it when you're not that
you
good?
being weird, bro. What you mean you're not that good? You just said,
Oh.
All right, Tom, go sign up with an NFL team, get over 1,100 yards and 13 touchdowns, and then come back and be like, he not
Okay.
good.
Okay, that's
Get out of
cute.
here,
That's
dude.
cute and all to have a
Oh,
thousand a
here you
hundred
go, being
yards.
weird. And then the fact, and then let's talk about this. Since you want to talk about Black Panther, Anthony, let's bring him back for a minute. Let's
Right.
dive back into it. You really gonna
Let's go,
sit
okay.
there? You really gonna sit there and say that a fellow black man,
Dude, oh
you
my
really gonna
God,
knock
bro.
him and sit
Are
there and
you
say he
serious,
don't
bro?
deserve? Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that. You really gonna sit there and be
Oh
like,
my
nah, he don't
God.
deserve 16 mil. No, he deserves 16 mil. And then I'm gonna bring out a quote from J. Cole.
Okay.
I'm gonna bring out a quote. He said, I'm gonna keep it short and simple. I ain't even gonna say the whole verse.
Right.
So, but I love to see a black man get paid. That's simple. That's simple. Simple. That's not that simple. At this point in time, I don't even care if you black. It's good. Simple. That's it. And for you to sit there and be on this show and knock another black man from getting his money, I can't rock with that. I can't sit here. I can't allow that. I
What's
can't allow that.
funny
Not
to
with
me, bro?
my name is attached to this show. I can't
Bro,
allow that.
what's funny to me, bro, is I'm for Dak getting, his money,
We're
because
talking about Dak. We talking about
I feel
Cook.
I'm just saying, I'm showing you my resume for Dak getting his money. I'm for a lot of the black things that's going on, but
Wait a
when
minute, you the same dude that was like, why is Dak turning down 175?
Yeah, I'm asking
But you
why he turned
what?
that down. That's a lot of money.
So why wouldn't you on the show like, why wouldn't you on the show like, yeah, he needs to turn on that 175, go get that 200. All right, then. That is my point. You should want to see, you should want to see him get paid.
175 million was, like you said, was still making the highest paid quarterback.
It don't, he need 200.
Oh, God. Now you being money hungry.
We need, no. We need reparations. We was promised reparations, and now we need to get our reparations. Period.
Oh my!
So any black, like I said, any black man to come out and say he want his money, I'm gonna support him. That's it. Bottom line, simple as that.
Dalvin Cook not worth 16. He's probably worth the 10. I give him a 10. On Zeke bad season, his quote unquote bad season, he did better than him. And obviously Zeke is paid. You know, he got paid. What was that? Two seasons, last season ago. But on this bad season, he had a better season than him.
Zeke is definitely on a higher level, though. Like I never compared him to Zeke.
But some sports analysts, they said he had a bad season. You know, Skip, he said he had a bad season.
Okay, but here's the thing, though. Here's the thing. When you say he had a bad season, his bad season is a lot better than a lot of other people's. You want to know why? Right. Because he's that good. So you can't sit there and be like, for example, let's say Kawhi, right? Since you like Kawhi,
I'm gonna bring up Kawhi.
Yeah, I am. So if you're gonna say Kawhi, right? You'd be like, he had a bad season, and then say CJ had a bad season. Well, compared to Kawhi, I mean. Yeah, like
Are you saying Dalvin Cook is not what's the name? I'm not even gonna say worthy. Like, if he's just not a good comparison for Zeke, that's what you saying?
Yeah, no, okay. I don't think.
So what are you saying?
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't. You can't really compare. Okay. Right. Like, you can't compare.
Okay, I give you that. They're not in the same tier. I give you that. They're not the same.
Yeah,
tier.
Yeah, no, not no.
All right. Mm-mm. So what? Dalvin Cook probably would like Alvin Kamara. Something around that, like that tier.
I mean, yeah, but at the same time, like, okay. Hold on. I got a question. The deal what he was seeking was 16 a year, right?
Right.
Okay. All right. I can see him getting 16 a year. I can see that. But the thing is, maybe I feel like, okay. I feel like he deserved either – I'm going to say this. I feel like he either deserved 12 to 16 mil. That's what I feel. I don't feel like it shouldn't be nothing less than 12.
Man, I feel like it should be 10 to 12. I don't think it should be 16.
That's just you hating on the black man getting paid.
Oh, all right. Well, on that note, we're going to definitely take a break in the show because now I'm upset. Now I want to fight. But, hey, it is. Welcome back to today's show. I had to calm down, man. I was ready to go punch on Ant, but
yeah, go sip on your Latif. Since you want to knock a black man for trying to get his money.
That's why we took a break in today's show, because he sits here and makes false accusations about
something I could never do.
Ain't you the same? No, man. I'll just leave that alone.
Go ahead.
Leave that alone.
Speak.
I'm going to leave that alone.
I'm
going to leave that alone.
Ain't I what? Because you don't got nothing.
Bro, I'm going to leave that alone, bro. Let me just do me. You don't got nothing. On me. Simple.
Exactly. So I know it's simple.
So I'm going to go to this simple. Topic. I'm going to go to this topic before I get mad. You know, I feel like, you know, but let me leave that alone. For the next topic, we got MJ in the brand, you know, in his brand and everything. They donated $100 million to support social injustice and racial inequality. MJ. Now, me, okay. I feel like this was a great step in, and like him to be like so like a big contribution like that. I'm not even gonna sit here and say like it makes up, because it's not really money that's really the thing, but like kind of makes up for like the stuff he didn't do, like even when he was you know playing or some of the stuff. Because like I got a friend here at school and everything, He said he doesn't mess with MJ because, like, yeah, you got people, you know, people dying for his shoes and everything and stuff like that. And he doesn't, like, he doesn't speak on it at all. Like, he doesn't speak on that. He doesn't speak on, you know, any other, you know, like, I guess, I can't, I don't know the word for it, but, like, just black, you know, negativity that goes on. Because, like, obviously people look up to him. Many, I'm not gonna say many generations, but generations, they look up to Michael Jordan, and for him to like not ever say nothing about anything, it kind of is like a slap in the face because you know your role model, your whatever, like you expect them to always say, like we talked about this, you expect somebody to say something, but sometimes you know they don't know what to say. But I feel like it's different for MJ because like he hasn't not said anything for so long, and for him to make you know this type of contribution and everything, I definitely feel like it's a good look for him. And I'm not even saying he did this for the, you know, oh, now people are gonna look at me in this light. But I just feel like it's a good look because of the contribution and, you know, what it went to. So, you know, that's all I gotta say about that.
I had like I had mixed feelings about it. I'm like, all right, that's cool. You know what I'm saying? And don't get me wrong, you know what I'm saying? Like I'm not one of those people that's like, oh, but he could have did more. You know what I'm saying? But like, but I'm just gonna I'm gonna speak with how I feel though. Like just you know, just keeping it 100. So at first when I heard $100 million, I'm like, all right, yeah, that's what's up. Like that's solid. Then, you know, okay, so then I heard the $100 million was gonna be over 10 years, right?
Really?
Yeah, so it's
Whoa.
$100 million, but it's over 10 years. So it's basically
Whoa.
$10 million a year.
Right.
Okay. So with that being said, do you know how much like money Michael Jordan is worth?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So let's just Michael Jordan's net just because it's like all right. So it's $10 million, basically $10 million for the next 10 years, right?
Right.
His net worth is $2.1 billion.
Okay.
So a lot of that money has come from what? Black people buying his shoes. Do you, if you worth $2.1 billion, do you think $10 million a year? Do you think that really affects you? Do you think that, or is that okay? Let me put this. Let me put it like this. That's like you or me, right? Walking down the street, a homeless man asking us for money, we give him $5. Does that $5 make us not be able to pay rent? Does that $5,
Probably not, man.
you know what I'm saying? Does that $5 really, are we even thinking a lot about that $5 is what
Right,
I'm really
no.
saying. You know what I
No,
mean?
no.
Nah. Okay. So that's kind of how I view it, bro. That's kind of like, okay, yeah, it's $100 million, right? But it's over 10 years. Okay, and like I said, I'm really not trying to be one of those people like, oh, but he didn't, he could have did more, you know. So like I'm really appreciative of him even doing something. So let me just say that I'm appreciative, but I with people like Jordan, when you were $2.1 billion, you want to, I mean, you black, I just expect more than $10 million a year, bro, for the next 10 years. I'm sorry, but I expect more from a person of his position. I just do. That's
I
really
feel that.
that's all I got to say about
I
that.
definitely didn't know, and that's why we heard, you know, that's why we talk about these things. I definitely didn't know it was over the span of 10 years. Like you said, it's ten million a year.
Yeah,
And I guess
exactly.
everything was kind of not forced up, but covered up by he's donating $100 million.
Exactly, right. But
So like
people
that
not
was
really
right,
looking
that
at
was
it
the
like
big
that.
picture right there. So
Yeah.
like I'm looking like dang, 100, like bro, 100 million. Like you know how much money? $100 million.
Exactly. Like if he would have just upped the 100 million to one
Right.
charity, like right, like you know what I'm saying, paid it all right now.
Right.
Okay. You know what I'm saying? Obviously, all right, that's solid. But over 10
Yeah.
years, like, and I understand, like, I just what I you know, do you understand what I'm trying to say? Like, how does that, you know what I mean?
Cause
Like, I
like when
just
you
feel
look at
like,
it, right, 10 million over, you know, a year. I'm not saying they couldn't use that. They could use. I'm definitely they could use that 10 million for a whole entire year. But just
exactly,
like
exactly.
You donate, just think about you donate all that, just boom, just get. And I don't really know, maybe it was too much money to where they couldn't get it all at one time. I don't know, but
Right.
that, I don't know. Like when you break it down like that, yeah, that's great and all, but actually, I don't want to be that person to be like, he could have did more. Because you're not really worried about 10 mil. Like, you're not really worried about $10 million. So I feel like you said, I'm glad you told me that, man, because the dude, 10 million over 10 years, or 100 million, kind of like takes the excitement out of it. But it's still, like I said, it's still good. His contribution will still be, looked at in the great heart and everything. But
Yeah.
I like that you kind of put that into perspective for me and people who didn't know that. But on to our next topic. Is KD making a smart decision to save himself for next season?
Yeah, definitely. I think so. It really ain't no rush to get him back. I feel like because he learned, I feel like he learned a pretty valuable lesson in the finals last year, trying to rush back like that. So I feel like definitely him sitting out the rest of this year is cool. I think that he needs to just keep chilling until rehabbing until next season starts, whenever that may be. And that's honestly a question in itself, because I really, with this stuff probably going till October, I really want to know how they gonna even, like, what's the next season gonna be? Are they gonna start like maybe start the season after New Year's? You know what I mean? Like in January, just having like a shortened season, kind of like how the lockout
Wait,
was.
wait, wait. So wait. When they start up in July 31st, they gonna go till next year?
No. Like when they start up in July 31st, from what I understand, it was like it will possibly go till October.
Oh, that little thing. So it's gonna go till October. Oh, right. Because
Right.
then what they get like a? Because they end in June, July, August, September, October. They be getting a four like 4.5 months, or 3.5 month. No, 4.5 month like break, cause they started at what, like late in the mid, like late October.
Yeah. Well, preseason started September.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying bump preseason.
So,
Like, I'm talking about actual season, so they started like mid October. I mean mid October, something
somewhere
like
around
that.
there. Somewhere around there. Like, because I think, yeah, somewhere around there. So,
That is
like,
a good question.
so it's like it's kind of, I don't really know how they gonna play that, but I think as far as the KD question go, I think he making the right decision. I think Kyrie should do the same thing. But yeah, for like, I just got me thinking. Like, I'm just really interested to see how the off season gonna work. You know what I mean? Like free agency, how that's gonna play out, how the draft, all that stuff, how that's gonna play out. So that'd be interesting to see.
I definitely would. Me on it. I definitely think Katie should get out there and play, man. They competing for it. No, I'm just playing. Let me stop. I definitely feel like, yeah, he's just going ahead and sit out, man. Like he said, I ain't really got nothing to worry about. And this year, and by the way, Kyrie actually is sitting out for the rest of this year as well. And I definitely think it's a good idea. Like, so I think, and I was definitely gonna go there. It's he. I think he learning from Golden State. Trying to rush back, get them they little, trying to get them they ring and everything. And how had costed him. Like I said, everybody's seen that little gruesome video of that injury, man, when his Achilles straight popped out of place. And like that little party, like that was crazy, bro. But I think he definitely starting to like wisen up and smarten himself up and. Kind of just bro, you ain't gotta rush, bro. If you wanna keep yourself like as long as someone like people like well, towards the end of Kobe's career he got injured, but like Vince Carter, you know what I'm saying? Dirk, like those people, like if you wanna, keep being healthy, later part of your career, you can't like just keep risking your body, you know what I'm saying, while you're young. And I'm not saying he's the youngest, but he's still in that little range where he can be on like on each side of the fence. Obviously he's a veteran. In the mind, or he's been through a lot of stuff in the in basketball NBA, but I definitely think it's a good idea that he saves himself for next season, and actually kind of start, whenever they do, and start from just zero, start from that first game, and then keep going.
The Nets should just chill, just wait. Just really just focus everything on next season. Focus on the draft, focus on free agency. I think that they if I'm the Nets, I'm really looking to add another star to that team.
To the Nets?
Yeah, to the Nets. Yeah.
Who? Wait, do they really need a player? Like
I'm
that?
Not saying. Hold on. I didn't say need. I just said I'm looking to add another one because it's like if you know, if you think about it, if you add like a Bradley Beal to that team, you know, it was talks to him being traded. Add like a Bradley Beal or something. Say what?
I thought you were gonna say your guy, D Book.
I mean, I dude, D Book will fit in anywhere. so like, let's just keep it a buck on that end. He will fit in with any team. But for real though, like a Bradley Beal. I mean, D Book. Yeah, I mean like. Just somebody like that, I think that'd be pretty solid for him. Especially like when you in the East, you know what I'm saying, it's gonna be pretty. I'm not saying this. I mean for them, with them already having KD and Kyrie, yeah, it's gonna be pretty easy for them to navigate through the East. But them West teams, though, I feel like you know the Clippers. The Clippers, you know, their main two stars is Kawhi and PG, but at the same time, they got really good players coming off that bench, though. You know what I mean?
Crazy.
So
crazy.
Yeah, like really good players. So I just think, I mean, why not? You know what I mean? Why not shoot for it? Why not? You know, try to make a trade for Bradley Beal. Why not?
Me personally, how I look at it for another person for Kawhi to lock up. You know, in that, you know, if he whenever he gets to the finals, so. You know, just I'd rather just keep it there. I can only imagine how you're looking right now. You probably look like, why you talking? Like, I feel like that's how you looking, bro.
Nah. Nah, it's really weird,
bro. I can't wait to do a show. We both in the same spot, man.
Yeah,
that's gonna mess me up, bro.
You being really weird.
Like I think that whole time I probably left, but I'm gonna say some crazy stuff.
It's really weird, bro.
Like, bro, I know you, bro. So like, and when I say crazy stuff, like or like something weird, you just be looking like you got that straight face, you like, bro. Why are you talking? Bro, that's funny, bro. I can only imagine how you just look. That's why I just started laughing. Cause that's funny, dog.
It's funny the weirdness that you bring with when it comes to Kawhi. But
bro, I just saying, bro, like Kawhi, bro, dude is cut, bro. If he was to not sit out so much, it'd be clear cut MVP. Simple. He locks up all the best players. He can lock up LeBron. You know what he did to Giannis. Who's even that good in the league for even him to even lock
hold
up?
Hold on. I remember what DJ Augustine did.
What?
So I remember what
DJ. Bro, are you really finna bring up DJ Augustine hitting a lucky shot?
I just remember. I mean, you said who does something? I mean, he did something to him. Like
that wasn't guarding him. Kyle Lowry,
there you go, bringing up that name.
And you sit there and say I'm being weird. Like what? Like what?
I'm just saying.
DJ like, Augustine.
You said I don't know what somebody would do. I mean, shoot.
But all right, okay. So I got a question for you. What did they do to the? What did them boys up north do to Orlando after that?
We weren't talking about. I mean, obviously they won, but we were just talking about. You know what I'm saying? Since you're gonna be weird, I'll be weird right with you. Period.
Okay, so now I want to ask, what did Kawhi do to Giannis in six games?
He set out. He said out he didn't want to face that okay. Man. But it's cool,
I definitely
Tom.
Got my cases because you thought he just
okay. All right, hold on, time out. Cause it's really weird because you bring that up. It's like you brought that up the last like two or three shows. So if you want to talk about cases, let's talk about cases, my guy.
If you, because I'm telling you, I have won way more than you have won over me.
No, you haven't.
Look,
the cases you won, they're canceled out because of the Super Bowl. But
hold on, bro. Hold on. Like, let's keep it a buck though. Like, if you want to talk, if you really want to talk about it, I have won way more than you. And the thing is,
I can't wait till basketball season starts.
And the thing is, it's really weird to me because I told you what was going to happen in the Super Bowl. I gave you that bet just off of strength.
Because whenever basketball season starts, Kawhi is going to give me a lot of cases. That's all I know.
I'm going to tell you what he's going to give
Kawhi,
you. I'm going to tell you what he's going
to
give
going to the ship.
He's
going to
give you disappointment.
LeBron can't do nothing about it. Like, let's talk about it.
He's going to give you disappointment. Say the sentences as you just said again. You said LeBron not going to do – he's not going to do what?
He can't do anything about it.
So what you're saying is the Lakers – You're
I never
claim.
Said no, I no, never no, no, said no, anything no, about the Lakers. No, 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 oh my no, 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 god.
So what you're saying is the Lakers, who is supposedly your team, just right. Your team. So you say that they not gonna do nothing against the Clippers, they rival team. That's like being a diehard Cardinal fan and saying they not gonna do nothing against the Cubs. Like what?
LeBron himself can't do anything about Kawhi. That's what I said.
I repeated it because I knew you was going to get weird on me.
The crazy thing is, though, who does LeBron play for? That's it. So the simple fact is he doesn't play for my team because he hasn't got a chip yet.
Scratch all that. Since you want to sit there and say, you want to talk about LeBron plays for the Lakers. Simple. So regardless, you're supposed to cheer for the Lakers. So if you cheer for the Lakers, you're
cheering
for
LeBron.
What are you talking about?
I'm not cheering for LeBron.
Yes,
he ain't won nothing.
Oh, my God, dude. If you're cheering for the Lakers, you're cheering for their team. LeBron is on their team.
I'm cheering for AD, Kuz, my boy D Green.
Right. Like I said, you know what? I don't even know why I'm arguing with you about it because your purple and gold card has been pulled.
I already told you, bro. I'm still good with Jenny, bro. I'm good with Jenny. Hold on, bro.
As a man, you not gonna sit there with my lady name in your mouth.
I'm still good with Jenny, bro. Just you know, clip a tone. He messed with Jerry West. It's something like that.
Wow.
Uh oh.
Like I said, it's crazy. Uh-oh. Like people showing their true colors nowadays.
Right, that's what I'm saying, bro. Like I've been telling y'all, bro. Clipper Tone
time,
don't need to make
you
no type
purple
of
and gold.
Bro.
Whole time you've been blue, white, and red. That's it.
I don't do that, bro. I'm just telling. That's Clipper Tone. That's the person you made.
That's it.
You made that. That's the alter ego from down under. That's him. He toxic.
That's it.
You know me, Uncle Tone. That's Tone. You know, purple and gold Tone. You know, that's me.
There was never purple and gold Tone because he never existed.
Purple and gold
Tone. He was faking.
You know, Kobe Bean. You know, all of them boys.
Oh, how dare you?
You know, Derek Fisher, Powell, Andrew, Lamar.
How dare you bring up
my boy Sasha Vujicic, Shannon Brown? That's me. That's Tone. That's the Tone I know. Let's keep it a bug. Let's talk about it.
No, I'm done talking about it with you.
Oh, man. That's Clipper. I'm trying to talk. Hi, bro. But y'all have not. Okay. All right.
Who is anyway, y'all? See how you said y'all? So you talking about me and the Lakers?
You talking about me and the Lakers when you say y'all? I'm talking about you, Sam, and all them. Like, y'all never believe me when I sat here and said Clipper Tone was a thing, bro. You made them, bro. You haven't even, you know what I'm
because
saying?
How you going
to fire with that, bro?
You going to go along with an alter ego?
I didn't
what?
Do it.
You're going you along with an alter this. Ego. Stop saying that.
Bro.
No. I said something, and you made that as an excuse for you to show your true colors.
An excuse?
An excuse.
But before he even signed, you called me Clipper Tone. And then that's when it was birth, right there. Bam.
No, it was birth when you were sitting in the room late at night, you was like, wait a minute, that might be a way for me to cheer for my team that I've always loved and the player that I like.
You was probably jumping up and down, screaming, happy when that man signed with them.
Before Kawhi signed there, did I ever say anything about the Clippers? Yes or no?
Let me talk. Because the thing is, like, you secretly been sitting with this on your chest. And you know, when I say secretly sitting with something on your chest.
It's getting weird.
It's a name for that.
Right, it's definitely a name for that.
But it's cool. I'll leave it alone.
Definitely a name for that. I definitely say leave that alone. We ain't going to promote that here. You know, not while my name attached to it.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Because it definitely got weird. Started this summer. Anyway, on to that last and final topic, man. Number seven of our top 10 players in the NBA, number seven on the list. I almost went biased on this because you brought him. I got CJ. I was definitely, you know how much I like CJ. I definitely was gonna lean there, but I definitely went with Luka Doncic. My fault. Sure. I just feel like he means more to
the Mavericks. Say your ones before, like say it in order. What you got?
Okay. Jimmy Butler was 10.
Mm-hmm.
The Joker was 9. And Joel Embiid was 8.
Okay. Something crazy. I only have one big man on my top 10.
Damn, for real?
Yep. And I'm pretty sure you know who that is.
Yeah, I definitely know who that is. That's crazy. You only got one big man though.
Because the thing is, bro, it's like it's so many players in the league, bro, and it's like there's like super talented, so it's hard for me to be like, nah, he really ain't better. I feel like, he ain't really better than him. You know what I mean? But my number seven though is PG, Paul George. He number seven because I got Kyrie at 10, Jimmy at 9, CJ at 8, PG at 7. And it was when I say the rest of my list, I feel like it'll kinda, I know you're gonna have an issue with one of it.
I'm not going to lie. I might not have an issue with that one because if we think in the same, I'll come to the conclusion with my guy and where he places it. I definitely do. But if you're talking about those that one and two spot, I definitely probably won't argue with that. And you better have the guy at number one. I know that for a fact. Because if he's not, show me the type of guy you are.
The guy. Who do you mean the guy?
Well, later shows, we'll find out.
The guy. Are you talking about the guy? Are you talking about number two?
No, not at all. I told you I'll come to the conclusion with my guy and where he places.
Okay. All right.
He's definitely not one.
Most definitely. You may need to go a little bit more down.
Okay, now it's getting weird.
You may need to go a little bit more down than one.
Now it's getting weird.
That's all I'm gonna say.
Nah, it's getting weird, but that right there will wrap up today's show. We'd like to thank you guys for listening. Can you follow us on IG at the Tony and Show? Anything else?
Oh man, so I appreciate everybody listening, man. Y'all have a good, blessed day. Don't let this man weirdness affect your day. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Simple as that.
And I feel like Kawhi, don't worry about Kawhi coming off a ring. But man, y'all have a good day, man. We appreciate y'all.